Hi, this is Mark Cuban. Everybody knows I'm the Mavs' number one fan. What? You think you are? Then prove it at the HPInsider.com. See you soon.
There have been games where we have to fight back. You know, been in a lot of adverse times. And that's how December's going to be. No matter what we say, that's how December's going to be. There's going to be some adverse times, and I think we're going to be able to push through it this later part of the season.
That was DeMarcus Ware. This is the Michael Irvin Show, 103.3 FM ESPN. We are at the Diamond Doctor.
Doctor!
More carrots or less here at the Diamond Doctor. This is where you ought to go for your holiday gift.
You need a nugget.
For that here special lady or that special gentleman.
Yeah.
They have diamonds to fit everyone, even Nate. They have gigantic diamonds here.
Hey, man, I tell you what, man. I'm excited. I bought a lot of stuff here. I bought a lot of things from the Diamond Doctor. I bought a couple of pairs of earrings. Bought my wife a second wedding band. You know, because when I first got out of my undercover work, she bought the first band. I was so embarrassed. She bought the first band. She said, you know, I mean, I said, babe, we need to get married. You know, I've changed my life around. And we didn't know the Diamond Doctor then, so we was a sucker because we went to the retail store. And my wife bought the band and said, baby, would you want me to buy you one, too? I was so embarrassed. I said, no, baby, you just get yours. I said, one day I'm going to get you one. So I think a year ago I came on over here to the Diamond Doctor, and I hit it in the head, dog. When I dropped that thing on, man. I hit it in. She's like, oh. Does that mean that we're financially stable now? I said, yeah, we're on our way, baby.
Oh, that's all right, dumb big fella. Big fella, what did she do when you brought that ring home?
Dog, can't tell you that now. All I know is she's 6'2", but it's okay.
All right, the Giants. The Giants.
Big fella was a trip,
he's bringing
man.
It. Nate's bringing it today.
Yeah,
now.
Hey, well, you know what? I just
tell your
it,
friends.
Man.
Tune in to 103.3 FM ESPN.
Diamond Doctor.
We got 35 minutes to go. Nate's bringing it.
You know, we got Sid. Sid is coming, and we're going to make Sid do what he got to do. And
somebody had a perfect week, Nate. Somebody had a perfect week.
It had
week
to be
year.
Michael. That's
why did it have to
Michael
be Michael?
Because Michael lost the last eight games to me, so I've been just messing around because I want to continue to be a part of his show. Because I know if I
don't
come out the
that,
winner,
Nate. Don't even
if I
try
come out
that.
The winner this last, this
see that's
next,
what people don't
I'm
know,
like,
Nate.
Man.
That's what people don't know. If any one of us win,
yeah.
We get fired.
It's
don't try to throw that out there. Don't even try to put that
it's
out
a
there.
Price.
So we got to pick the wrong team.
When I signed the contract, I had a little clause at the bottom saying, Nate, like everybody else that works on the Michael Irvin Show, you know Mike has the ego and he always wants to be right. And he's going to throw out like 700 nuggets a week because he can pick one of them the next week saying, see, didn't I tell you so? So you better never win.
Big fella, I ain't thinking about you, man. You're going to make my throat hurt over here laughing at your mess, man. And I tell you, man, big fella kept us going like this all the time.
In the locker room. I love it, man.
On the bus ride, planes, wherever we go, man, big fella was the best, man. That's why when I said I got this show, first thing I had to do was call the big guy.
Yeah.
The big guy knows how to lay it down.
Yeah.
Right. And
I tell
he
you what.
Does.
But we better get back focused, man. What
let's get
about?
Back to these Giants.
Giants.
Let's get back to these Giants. Yeah. Mr. Big Juicy. After the Diamond Doctor, there's somebody calling you on that.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not that. No, I've been trying. The big fella, I've been trying to bring. I'm like, I have a big fella line of clothes now.
Do you?
Yeah. I have a big fella line, and just signed a contract on that, and it'll be coming soon, man.
That's good. That's good.
Lick, big fella deal, man.
Like swimsuits, Speedos?
No. You know what? If I get into Speedo, Kevin, I promise you, every whale in America will be after me.
Big fella Speedos.
Yeah.
I'll look into that.
Boy, that's a mental image I don't need right there. That thing crawling up you know where.
I'm doing everything I can to keep y'all off tight. That's all I'm trying to do.
That looks sexy. Yeah, you're taking the heat off.
All right,
but
Giants
let's get the heat
and
the
Cowboys.
The Giants.
Giants and the Cowboys.
Yeah, let's get back to Giants.
Doug Free against Justin Tuck.
You know, I talked to Hudson Hauk, and he said that he's impressed by Doug Free because the game is not too big for him. And as Michael say, and Hudson said the same thing, that the game is played from the shoulders up. Mm-hmm. And this kid is that type of kid, man. He's ready. Well, who will it be on? It'll be on Justin Tuck.
It's Justin Tuck. Yeah, Tuck.
And
they move Tuck around.
The thing that
– And Tuck doesn't want to see Flo anymore right now anyway.
Flo kicking. The thing that amazes me is every year, you know, I heard the stats. Guy did a Sports Center stat, which was great. The sacks, 1 for 28 regular season. In December is 1 out of every 13, and that's what I was trying to say.
Explain that. One out of every 28 plays.
And 1 out of every 28 passes.
Passes. Okay.
It's a sack.
Now is this
during
the
regular season? During the regular season for the Cowboys.
Okay.
And then 1 out of every 13 in December.
Okay.
So, I truly believe, man, in watching the game last night, watching Buffalo, and watching the Jets, and I'm watching Buffalo. And this kid, I think his name is Fitzpatrick, cannot even step through to complete a pass. It's going to come down to the offensive line. And if our offensive line play just to their ability, this offensive line don't have to do anything special. But if they play to their ability, to their physical and mental ability, this Cowboy team is on. Because what Tony needs to be able to do when he go into any game from this point on, is he got to know that these guys got his back. And if he have to take a little extra time to get a read and get the right receiver open, he got to know that he shouldn't be rushed, he shouldn't be harassed. And it ain't the sacks. You know, all the offensive line coaches are telling their guys that are in the playoff run right now, fellas, listen, it ain't the sacks that's going to kill us. It's the hurries.
It's
the knockdowns that's going to throw our quarterback out of rhythm. And I know Hudson Hawk is telling him that, and he's mainly –
and put a flub up in the air. So it's one thing to get a sack.
Yes.
It's another thing you get a pressure, and that ball goes off his hands the wrong way or it doesn't go in the direction that he's throwing it. Now the quarterback got hit and the ball got picked, which is not a good thing. You got your quarterback hit and the ball got picked.
That's a nugget.
Last night, if you're watching the Buffalo game, this kid trying to get this thing to T.O. T.O. looking for it over the top, but he's getting hit every time. Revis is the cornerback now. Yeah. This guy almost picked the ball off 3 times, not because T.O. didn't run the right route, not because the quarterback couldn't throw an accurate ball. It's because somebody was hitting him.
Yep, and it was underthrown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he went up and got the ball. He just an incredible job, and it really is. And we talk about that all the time, and it's important. It's very important for the Cowboys because the Cowboys are probably going to end up letting the ball go more than New York, even though they ran the ball so well against them the first time. But that part is very important to know. Keep people off.
Keep
of the
pocket clean.
Keep it clean.
And I talked to
Nate. You do know people think most of the time if you keep Tony in the pocket, that's the best way to beat the Cowboys.
No, Tony has grown. If you
there we
when
go,
you
Mr.
looking
Tony.
At him now, when you look at Tony now, man, he moves well within the pocket. He feels comfortable. Tony has been real good this year at when the pocket breaks down, only moving outside the pocket enough to give itself space. That's what the better quarterbacks in the league do. And I'm going to tell you something. Individual battles. And when I was talking to Hudson Hawk, the offensive line coach for the Dallas Cowboys, I said, Coach, you used to always preach to us, fellas, don't look over there at Stepnoski. Don't look over there at Kevin Gogan. Do your job. Kevin Gogan may have a Justin Tuck, a Tua may have a human Euro, but you better, Nate New, you better make sure that you post that tackle so Stepnoski can bump you off of that tackle. If you don't feel Stepnoski bump you off of that tackle, you better not go out there and help Tua with human Euro, because as soon as you don't post, you letting the dude free in there on Troy. So every guy got to do his individual job and know what releases him off one player to another player.
Let me ask you, Nate. Antonio Pierce.
Heart and soul.
Terrific middle linebacker. Chase Blackburn will play. He's done for the year.
Yeah.
Pierce is done for the year. What does that mean to an offensive line, and how do you attack a middle linebacker when you know you have a backup in there?
Well, you know what? Everybody said that these Giants are desperate. They're rabid dogs and backed in a corner and all that's fine. But we're going to have to treat them as though he is Antonio Pierce, because the fact that they're down, they are desperate. And this backup, he sees an opportunity to take someone's job.
Yeah.
He know that this guy's neck is badly damaged. And he's saying, you know, I hate that for my teammate, but this is an opportunity for us to take this dude. Now, what he doesn't do as well as Antonio is he don't make plays in the backfield as well as Antonio Pierce. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. Now, he can run to the sideline pretty good, but he can't get. But once he learns the little nuances of where he can hit his holes, he'll come into be a big factor.
Well, this is how you take advantage of him. You counter him. You make him use that ability to run sideline to sideline. And the lack of ability to pick up reads and study and know an offense like Antonio Pierce.
So he's getting off quick. He's getting off quick if he's going to the sideline.
But you make him go quick the wrong way.
Right.
You take that counter, that fake counter step. He jumps. Because he wants to make plays, and you come right back. Now he's already set to the side you need, and all you got to do is let one of them linemen just touch him as he's trying to come back. Hey, stop right there, son. And your boy is off to the running.
Yeah.
That's what you do for a young middle backer who wants to prove he belongs on that team. You use his own speed against
him. But I think the Giants are comfortable. What the Giants have lost, everybody say, what is wrong with the Giants? Besides playing a lot of games in a 3-year period of time, besides being one of the last teams to get kicked out of the playoffs, even though they got kicked out early last year, the year before they was the winners. When you play as hard as they play and as long as they play, just it's happening to the Steelers right now. They have not replenished themselves enough in their depth, to make the run that is necessary. Like, the only team I know right now that's doing it is the Colts. I mean, and you see where the Colts are barely winning games. It's taking everything, the intestinal fortitude to keep going. When you don't have depth and you have people go down, if you don't have that depth where a person can stand up and play at a high level until your starters get back, you start to crumble, man. And it's hard to have that hunger and that drive and that intestinal fortitude when teams are just coming at you play after play like a wave, man. That's what happened to the Giants.
And it's a nugget in there, and we will shine her up, Nate.
Okay.
We gave the
nugget.
We're going to shine her up, and we will make sure that they see how shiny it is.
Yeah.
Also, we got
Sid Ziegler coming up. We're going to pick, go around the league. We'll make our pick. Somebody was perfect last week. We'll identify that person.
People understand who
that next on the Michael Irvin Show.